I do have a resolution here today that I'd like to share with y'all.
All right.
It's not what I'm saying I'm going to do or what I'm not going to do. But I just have one that I like that I'm going to share. My scripture is going to be, it's going to start off in Matthew 6, no, it's 5.
Matthew 5 and 8.
It was 5 and 8. Thank you, Jesus. We'll go from there. Thank you, Jesus. It's a simple little verse that I love and the blessed be. Everybody knows about the blessed be.
The attitude.
The one that I want to read is, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see who?
God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
In order to see God, what you got to do?
Pure in heart.
You got to have a pure heart. Thank you, Jesus. When Jesus comes back for his church, he's coming for somebody that has what?
A pure heart.
48 says, be ye therefore perfect. Mm-hmm. Y'all hear that?
Uh-huh.
Even as your Father, which is
in heaven,
is perfect.
Amen.
So it's saying that we got to be the same as God.
That's right.
All right.
Amen. To make it to heaven.
Amen.
Or to see him. You got to be pure. He's not coming back for a drunken tongue.
All right.
He's not coming back for a weed head.
Uh-huh. All
right. He's coming back for a what's the other one? Crack head.
Okay.
He's not coming back for a liar.
Yeah.
He's coming back for whoever have a pure heart. Y'all hear that?
Amen.
Amen.
That's who Jesus is coming back for. That you got to be pure. It seems like a hard thing that is it possible? Huh? Is it possible to have a perfect and pure heart? Do you think you can do that?
Amen.
Yes.
What it takes?
It takes the Holy Ghost.
It takes the Holy Ghost. We're getting to that.
We have
to stand the word. I cannot have a pure heart without the Holy Ghost.
All right.
Amen.
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 And it's the reason why God gave us the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
He said you shall receive what?
Power.
After which the Holy Ghost come upon you. Didn't
say
that?
Right.
Amen. Yes.
Not power as a genie. Uh-huh.
All right.
No.
Amen.
You
know,
you got three wishes. I mean, that's not the power of God I'm talking about.
No.
He's not talking about man's power.
Mm-hmm.
This is my thought that I have for the end of this year, that I want to be pure. I want to work on it.
Amen.
Be pure, because I need help. Y'all don't need no help.
I need help.
And my help comes from what?
Jesus.
As what?
From the Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost.
Yes.
The Holy Ghost is what helps us to make it.
Amen.
Amen. So it's not a resolution, but I have a resolution that I like to read, and I want y'all to repeat it after me.
Right.
Mm-hmm. If I could read it clear enough to you. I resolve this day.
I resolve this day
to do all in my power.
To do all of my power.
To resist evil.
To resist evil.
And do good.
And do good.
Does that make any sense?
That's easy.
Amen.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah,
it's
simple.
Say it again. I'm going to say it again.
Yes.
To do all in my power.
To do all in my power.
To resist evil. And to do good. That's a simple one, isn't it?
Amen.
Okay. All your strength that you have for this year, you're going to do all you can to do what?
Resist evil.
And do good. Let's try this one. Huh? All right. To fulfill all the responsibilities of my state in life faithfully. So what that mean?
Do all you can be faithfully.
What's the part of being faithful?
Live by the word of God.
What's one thing you should do to be faithful?
Pray.
Fast.
Read your Bible. So y'all just gonna stay home and do that?
No.
Huh? Yeah.
And fellowship.
You gonna be faithful. You gonna do, you know, what's one thing you gonna do to be faithful?
Assemble yourself
come
together.
Come to the house of the Lord and worship God.
That's right.
That's one thing, right?
And then
you do the other rest on your own. Whatever the Lord tells you to do in your heart, you be faithful with that. But you're gonna be faithful in coming to church.
Amen.
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 Amen. So everybody should be here today.
Thank you.
Should be here. Thank you. One another. To observe kindness.
To observe kindness.
And honesty.
And honesty.
And all contact.
With
my fellow man.
With my fellow man.
Amen.
Amen.
Is that a hard one?
You know.
Yeah. Next time you talk to somebody or talk to funny things, Mr. Callan, just say, okay, bless you.
Oh, I did say that when I left
him
say, have a blessed day.
Yeah, have a blessed day. Just step on. It ain't going to hurt you. Somebody want to start talking crazy to you about God and about the Bible and stuff, say, bless you. I got to go to Safeway and do my shopping.
That's I just told you to take my clothes and I would say, have a blessed day. Yeah.
Have a blessed day. That's right.
That's right.
Amen. Get along with our fellow man is what we want to do this coming year. To preserve,
complete,
purity of soul.
Purity of soul.
I hope I said that right. To preserve complete purity of soul.
Yes.
Amen.
Blessed all the ones that do what?
Pure
heart. Shall do what?
Faithful.
So every day you're going to do all you can to have a pure heart.
Yes.
You're going to do all that on your own.
Yes.
You're going to do all you can on your own. You have a pure, come on now.
The Holy Ghost. Amen.
You got to have what?
The Holy Ghost.
I can't do that on my own.
No, you can't.
Why I can't do that on my own?
Because
the devil fights us every day.
Yes,
he get in your flesh and say stuff in your mind and stuff like that and it spikes you all the time.
Yes.
But the Holy Ghost do what for you?
Comfort you and guide you.
Give you power.
Yes.
Over all the power of the enemy.
To resist evil.
Yes.
Amen.
To resist the devil.
Amen.
The thoughts of the devil.
Yes.
Amen.
The devil coming and get in your mind and try to get you to say something that you ain't supposed to be saying. The Holy Ghost is fighting the devil. You got to help the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Amen.
Because
amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Loose the Satan.
Yes.
Lucas, I just said loose your hope.
Yes.
Huh? I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. That's what you got to do. He don't like that. He don't like that. I get upset when I look and listen to my, I watch my Bigfoot show.
Oh,
and there's one man that always used bad words and makes me so mad.
Yeah.
It made me, why do you have to cut? Why you gotta do that? The show is good. I love the show. But he has got to cuss all the time. So while I'm watching my show, I have to resist evil.
Amen.
Because I'm going to watch my mental show now.
I'm
watch that. That's right. Thank you, Jesus. But see, the devil is getting your mind, and you'll hear these words, you know, people cussing all the time, and get out in your head. You got to fight the devil.
Yes.
Resist him.
Yes.
Because when Jesus comes, he ain't going to take me from cussing.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
There's going to be no cussing in heaven.
All right.
Cussing. Bad. We said cussing, huh? Swearing.
Whatever.
The Bible said using filthy communication out of the mouth.
Yes.
That's what the Bible says. That's
yes.
What Paul said.
Yes.
You can't do it on your own.
Because
you got to have power.
Power.
After what?
Holy Ghost.
Thank you, Jesus. Hello. If I should be tempted to evil,
I should be tempted to evil.
I will repeat in my heart.
I will repeat in my heart
the words.
The words.
Do what is right.
Do what is right.
Be right.
Be right.
Be cheerful.
Be cheerful.
That's a good one, isn't it?
Yes.
Huh? Amen.
We're gonna read that again. If I should be tempted,
if I should be tempted
to evil,
to evil,
I will repeat. In my heart,
I will repeat
the word.
The word.
Do right.
Do right.
Be right.
Be right.
Be cheerful.
Be cheerful. Be terrible.
Don't let the devil get you down.
Don't let the devil get you down.
That's me.
Okay, wait.
When the devil just tempting you to say something wrong or do something wrong, no, I'm going to do good.
Yes.
Call on Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, tell the devil, I'm saved and I'm going to do good.
Yes.
I'm going to do what's right.
Yes.
And I'm going to be happy all the time.
Yes.
He's not going to take my jar from me.
Yes.
He's trying to do that every day. He's trying to take the jar from me.
Yes.
But I got the what? I got what?
The Holy
Ghost.
The Holy Ghost. God with me today. Hallelujah. I ain't gonna have to preach long. Just keep on doing what you're doing. Hallelujah. All right. What you saying? You see. All right. This is one that you want to have. That I may be able.
I may be able
to keep this resolution.
I ask help.
I ask help. Of God.
My Creator.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
So if y'all want that to be a resolution next year, let your resolution be to have a pure heart.
Amen.
Let it be that I want to be perfect.
Amen.
When I want to enter heaven, I got to be perfect.
Amen.
This is a hard world to be perfect.
Yeah.
Because somebody step on your corn, on your toes. You got to really have some love.
Yeah.
You got to resist that evil inside you. When someone you step on my toe, man, I got to get you back.
I got it.
Somebody do something wrong to you, you got to have some power.
Yeah.
Power shit, okay, forget it. I bless you, son. God bless you. I love you anyway. It's all easy, don't it?
Yeah.
It's all easy, all right? So this is what we have to do this coming year.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's a lot of things I wanted to say, but when the Holy Ghost come upon you or come inside of you or to live with you, you got help.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, most people, when they receive the Holy Ghost, they say, okay, I got the Holy Ghost, I got it made. You know, I don't have to seek the Holy Ghost no more. I got it already. That's not the way I feel.
Mm-hmm.
I got to constantly seek the Holy Ghost. Is that right, Mr. Carroll?
Continuously.
Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost is my gasoline that goes in the car.
Amen.
Amen?
That's right.
It's my gasoline.
Uh-huh.
I got to have it. Thank you, Jesus. And it's my power.
Yeah.
Without it, I just can't do nothing. I'm tired of my body today. Thank you, Jesus. Huh? But the Holy Ghost is giving me strength to stand here to preach.
That we
got to have a what kind of heart?
A pure heart.
Amen.
Like we talked about in Sunday school. People, you know, they say they believe in God and they go to church, but when they leave the church all through the week, they do all kinds of stuff.
Yes.
All kinds of stuff. You know, it go on and on.
Yes.
You know, think they when Jesus comes, he's gonna take me to heaven with you anyway. I'm going to heaven no matter what. No matter what kind of life I live, I'm going to heaven.
All I got to do is call his name, huh?
Yes, just call his name.
Call
the Bible told me whosoever should call on the name of Jesus shall be saved.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to have to go get baptized.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to have to go to church.
All right.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to go to church for
danger.
Thank you, huh?
Danger.
That's how the world is today. They feel that they don't have to do what the Bible says do. In order to go to heaven.
Uh-oh.
Every man on this earth has got to go through the same channel.
No shortcut.
That's right.
Jesus sat down and he wrote out a formula.
Yes.
Amen.
He fixed it.
Yes.
Where we could be saved.
Mm-hmm.
He made that formula, he made that cake, and he had the recipe.
Yes.
Nobody but him had that recipe.
All right.
Huh?
Amen.
Nobody could change it. You know how you have a secret recipe? Everybody trying to get it. You know, you cook some chili.
Yeah. If that kid tastes better than any kid of our animal, what's your recipe? Tell me your secret.
You'll never tell your secret. So most of you say, I'm taking my secret to the grave.
Yeah.
I'm taking it with you. Ain't nobody know my secret. Everybody sneaking around trying to find out your secret, what you're putting in your chili. No, that's what Jesus is. That's the way he is.
Yeah.
He made a pick, he made a recipe for us to be saved.
Yeah.
All right.
Not even saving. He don't know it. The only recipe that the Satan wants is to put the wrong stuff in it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You have to put some things in the cake.
Yeah.
That's what he's going to do.
Oh,
Lord. Huh? That's what the devil wants to do. He wants to sneak around and put some vinegar. A cup of vinegar in the cake.
No,
I can't imagine how that cake is tasting.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus got the recipe.
Yes.
Thank you.
Amen.
He said, this is all you got to do is eat this is what I give you. Huh?
Amen.
He said his body was the what?
Pardon?
His body.
The word of
the
life.
The bread of what?
The bread of life.
Come on now, all right. That's right. Just eat this bread. The people are talking about, she's talking about bread, cornbread or some top water or cornbread. He was talking about him.
His body, yes.
The recipe that he made for us to be saved.
Yes.
He gave that recipe to Peter, but he didn't give the ingredients to Peter. He gave the key on how to use it, but he still kept his own recipe.
Yeah.
Amen.
It's a recipe that only he knows, because only Jesus could save
him. All right.
Thank you.
All right.
Hallelujah. He's the only one that could save us. He said, all you got to do is eat this bread.
Mm-hmm.
And that bread is what?
The word of God.
The word
of God.
Thank you, Jesus. The word of God. Acts 2:38.
Thank you, Jesus.
When you eat that bread, you'll taste the recipe.
Yeah.
That Jesus gave you. Just need a little bit more spice to it.
Yeah.
Amen.
You ate the bread when you went down in the water of Jesus' name.
Uh-huh.
But you got to still have this certain ingredient that Jesus has.
He's the Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
The Holy Ghost is the keeper.
Hallelujah.
It's the keeper that keep us from sin. It keeps you from sin.
Amen.
Lives inside of you. Once it enters you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It walks with you.
Amen.
It sleeps
Amen.
With you.
Yes.
It takes a shower with you.
Yes.
I can keep on going now.
Amen.
Fine. All right.
It's right there with you.
Thank
when
you.
The devil comes and attack you, trying to mess you up, the Holy Ghost is there.
Yes.
God ain't with you. You all by yourself. You can't do nothing. You ain't got no power. But the Holy Ghost is there to let Satan know what?
You have power.
I got power.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Power to resist you.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm working on my pure heart. So y'all really, I don't know if y'all gonna remember all this stuff, but it's just something that I had that I want to talk about.
Yes. Pure heart.
You know, this little lesson that I'm reading and kind of set up. It said the seven capital sins. Did I know what those are? Seven capital sins.
Seven?
Sin is sin to me. I don't know.
No, in Revelation.
It's seven deadly ones that harms a Christian. I know y'all don't know what it is. I'm just
all
messing.
Right.
Thank you, John. Thank you, Jesus.
I could.
What's the first one? What's the first thing that keeps you out of heaven?
Pride.
How do you get that? She got it. Pride.
Pride.
The pride of life. Maybe that's a lesson we ought to teach on.
Yeah.
The seven capital sins. What's the next one?
Lust of the eye.
Lust of the eye. That's close. Well,
lust of the flesh.
Yeah. Lust is one of them.
Okay.
Just
envy.
Lust. See, when you say the word lust will cover a whole lot.
Okay, just all right.
See, when you say pride, it'll cover a whole lot.
All right.
We just got to get in
to those lessons
okay.
to find out what all that means, but covetousness.
All right.
Covetousness. That's a bad one. Well, all of them bad. Anger.
Yes.
You know, Bible says you can anger but sin not.
All right.
But the anger and sin, that's one of the seven sins.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Gluttony. Ooh, Lord.
Overeating.
Wait a minute now.
Okay. Quit when you're full.
Now, I could glut some watermelon now. I don't know if that counts.
Oh.
Lust will cover that.
Yeah.
That'll cover all adultery and fornication and stuff like that.
Lying.
Gluttony. Why? How do you know you're glutton?
When you overeat.
How do you know when you overeat?
When you're full, but you keep wanting to eat more because it tastes good.
Overindulging a lot of things.
Yeah, see, it covers
over
a lot. It covers a lot.
Not moderate.
Yeah. It's a good lesson.
Yeah,
that's the same as the envy.
Envy.
That's another one. Huh?
Hate.
Yeah. That goes along with envy.
Lying.
That goes along with
lying.
Lying is like lying up, and you got to underline all of them. You got to add them all.
Cool.
There's a few little words. Slow. Like, I don't know what is slow.
Lazy.
Lazy. Oh, Lord. Slow. Oh, that's one over there? That's one of the seven? All right. I'm doing good then. Thank you, Jesus. What about that? I'm doing good.
Amen.
Okay. That's right. Thank you, Jesus.
Making a marker
for one. Yeah. Yeah. We could line these all up and we could, you know. Hey, that's a good lesson we should talk about. Y'all want to talk? Is that too hard for y'all?
No.
How would we know? Huh?
Holy Ghost convicts us.
Preach.
Yeah,
we
gotta be
cheap.
We gotta be
taught. Yeah. But the main thing is, 2016, you want to have a what heart?
Okay. Pure heart.
Pure heart.
Don't want to wait till then.
I believe within myself
one.
That Jesus could come at any minute, any second,
that's
any
right.
day. Thank you, Jesus. I hear these scientists and say, well, this is going to happen in the next 10 billion years. How do they know?
They don't know.
Even if they say the next 10 years, they don't know.
They really don't.
Yeah, next day.
Surprise.
They better treat every day like it's your last day.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You get up in the morning, you talk to the Lord, hallelujah. Huh? And treat that day cherish it. Like it's your last day, your last moment. Thank you, Jesus. The main thing is our concern is to be is what?
Pure in the
heart.
Pure
heart.
Amen.
That's who Jesus is coming for.
Thank you,
Jesus. He's coming for those that have a perfect, huh? A perfect heart.
Amen.
We talk about this stuff, you know. We preach about this stuff. But do we really, really, in our life, live this stuff?
Hallelujah.
Having a perfect heart. Jesus, come right now. Where am I with you, Lord? You got to talk to Jesus.
Amen.
Where am I? Do I have a perfect heart right now, Jesus? If you come right now, would you take me with you? Now, these kids are innocent.
Yeah.
Huh? They're innocent. They don't have to worry about having a perfect heart right now at their age. Huh? They don't know no better. They know only what we teach them.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And that's how God wants us to be as those little children.
Amen.
Right there.
Amen.
That's
how God wants us to be.
That's right.
Thank you, Jesus. We want to be uppity and high-minded and just impossible. He wants to be just like those little babies right there. That's right. What y'all talking about?
You said three of these babies are dead, but you're
going to
take one of them
for 100.
Oh.
Okay,
the glory? Oh, no. That's all about it. And you're going to put them down.
They tear my house up.
He's trying to get rid of that more with me.
Well, I didn't bore y'all too much.
No, you know, no, it was good.
I didn't want to teach a long time. I just wanted to come up here and give you what the Lord gave me.
Amen. That's very good.
A start for next year.
Yes.
If we make it. It's the Lord's will.
Yes.
I want to go into the new years with a pure heart.
Yes.
And I want to come out of the year with a pure heart.
Amen.
We make it another year.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. So, y'all receive my strength in the Lord. Pray for all the people, all the saints and all the people that, you know, that we know, you know, that been here. We want to pray and that they're make up their minds.
Thank
you. Well, y'all ready to go home, I dismiss now.